الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون ما شاء الله we are celebrating عيد الفطر عيد مبارك As Muslims when we celebrate عيد الفطر what is it that we are celebrating عيد is occasion for joy What is it we are happy about? What is it that makes us so happy and so much pleased? Are we just having, you know, fun for fun? Or happiness for the sake of happiness? Or is there something deeper? Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with this religion. Religion of Islam. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Indeed, religion in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Islam. In Islam, there is nothing useless. There is nothing meaningless. There is nothing purposeless. Alhamdulillah, everything in Islam has a meaning, has a reason, has a purpose. There is something behind it. Sometimes we understand and sometimes we don't know. On the day of Eid, we celebrate Eid, right? Even if a person has a tragedy in his family, he still celebrates Eid. God forbid, say somebody became very much unwell just before Eid. Is he going to pray Eid or not? He would pray Eid. Somebody has loss in the family, wal'iyaz billah, still they will pray Eid. Somebody has a problem in business, still they will pray Eid. There are parts of the world where people are suffering, where you have wars, injustice, lot of persecution going on. People are being killed every day. Still they celebrate Eid. So what is it that they are celebrating? If they look around, there is nothing to be happy about. Right? Every family has shaheed. Every family has loss. You know, in business. Every family has loss in money. Every family has loss in something. But still they will celebrate Eid. Why is that? Because we are not celebrating the worldly goods. We are not celebrating any worldly enjoyment. What we are celebrating cannot be taken away from Muslims. And this is unique to Muslims, Alhamdulillah. We are celebrating Allah's favor, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's favor has always been there. We celebrate the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has always been merciful, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We celebrate the ni'mah, the blessing of Ramadan. Because Allah gave Ramadan to Muslims, we say thank you to Allah Azza wa Jal. We celebrate the blessing of the Quran. We are celebrating the Laylatul Qadr that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Muslims. We are celebrating the ni'mah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah gave us opportunity to fast in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. So we celebrate that Allah gave us tawfiq. 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, for 29 days. This is a mercy, this is a big
favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. Without Allah's mercy, we cannot fast even one day. Without the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, we cannot pray two rak'ah salah. Alhamdulillah, we had Tarawih here. And mashallah, lots of people, they prayed Tarawih. It's not easy. It is not easy that you are working, you have job, you have family, and you have fasted for the whole day. When you break the fast, you feel tired, right? When you break the fast, you want to relax. But there is no time to relax. You have iftar, have a cup of tea or something, right? And 15-20 minutes, hang around. And khalas, you just need to make wudu and get ready for Isha. Because if you delay, you will be late for Isha. People come for Isha, alhamdulillah. And people pray full Tarawih. Alhamdulillah, we prayed 20 rak'ahs of Tarawih. 4 Isha, 2 Sunnah, 20 Tarawih. Then 3 Witr. Is that easy, my brothers? This is not easy. This is Allah's tawfiq that makes it easy. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. O Allah, there is nothing easy except what you make easy. If Allah makes something easy, it becomes easy. Otherwise, I ask myself, and you can ask yourself, after Ramadan, how many nafil prayer we do every day? The door of nafil is always open, right? We can pray nafil salah every day. We can pray nafil salah during the day. We can pray nafil salah during the night. Is that right? After Ramadan, how many people pray nafil salah? And how many rak'at we pray nafil salah? How come we don't pray? Simply, in the month of Ramadan, there is a special mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the month of Ramadan, there is a special blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the Muslims. And that's why you see masajid full. You see people coming to salah. You see people sitting in the masjid reading the Quran. Masjid is already there, always. We can come to the masjid any day, any time, and we can read the Quran. But you will not see as many people in other times who recite the Quran in the masjid. This is, my brothers, a special favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Muslims with the blessing of Laylatul Qadr. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the blessing of the Quran. Quran is a guide. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Indeed, this Quran guides towards the path which is straight. Quran guides you. Quran makes your life clear. Quran makes your path clear, obvious. Without Quran, confusion. Why we are living? What are we doing here? What is going to happen after we die? Why we came here? People don't know. People are always confused. Confused.com. I used to say confused.com. Then somebody told me that actually there is a website. There is a website called confused.com. Without the hidayah from Allah Azza wa Jal, human being is just doing guesswork. Try this, try that, try this, try that. It may work, it may not work. And khalas, they will finish their life. Walayyadu billah. With the Quran, you have clarity. You have assurance. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّذِي يَقْوَمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, that book, has no doubt in it. There is no doubt in the Quran. There is no shak. There is no ambiguity. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us kitab, which is hakim. Allah gave us kitab, which is wise. Allah gave us book, which is mubeen, which is very clear. My brothers, these are Allah's favors. And on the day of Eid, we pray to show our gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. To say to Allah Azza wa Jalla that, Ya Allah, we are really grateful to you. Now, since we have been grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla for the blessing of Hidayah, for the blessing of the Quran, for the blessing of fasting, for the blessing of Salah, if we are truly grateful, Are we going to continue with this? Or are we going to put an end, put a stop? If we say shukr, Allahumma laka alhamd, Allahumma laka shukr. Ya Allah, I'm really grateful to you. If we are truly grateful from our heart, there is a shukr with the lisan, and there is a shukr in the heart, right? There is actually shukr with amal. There is actually shukr with action. How does it work? Shukr with action is that we do amal which is in accordance with our shukr of the heart and shukr of the tongue. Subhanallah. In the Quran, there is everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I'malu ala Dawood shukra. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. O family of Dawood, do the amal of shukr. Allah did not say the words of shukr. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not say the words of shukr. No. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Shukr ka kaam karo. Shukr ki baat karna alag hai. Shukr ka kaam alag hai. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Meaning, if we are really grateful for the blessing of the Quran, then after the month of Ramadan, still we read the Quran. If we are really grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing of Salah, even after Ramadan, we will continue with Salah. Salah is obligatory anyway, right? Inna Salata كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. Indeed, Salah has been prescribed upon the believers at prescribed times. Salah is prescribed times. You take this medicine, 8 o'clock in the morning. Give a gap of 6 hours. Take this medicine again. Give a gap of 4 hours. Right? Prescription. Allah has prescribed Salah so that we pray Salah of Fajr before sunrise. After sunrise, there is no fajr. After sunrise, that will be qada, not ada. Dhuhr has a time. Asr has a time. Maghrib, Isha, they all have times. So after the month of Ramadan, we will continue. If we are shukr, if we are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing of salah. Likewise, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, many people do the i'tikaf. I'tikaf, which is the sunnah of staying in the masjid. We are staying there 24 hours. Some people do it sunnah i'tikaf. Sunnah i'tikaf is actually 10 days. 10 days non-stop in the masjid. The only time you leave the masjid is if you need to use the bathroom. Otherwise, you stay in the masjid. That is immersion in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is totally engaging ourselves with the environment of the malaika, environment of the angels. I'tikaf, which is sunnah, is there in the month of Ramadan, right? But nafl i'tikaf can be done anytime. Nobody stops you. Come in the morning and stay until the evening, right? And if the management allows, you can come for Isha and stay until Fajr. Sometimes people go in Jamaat for 2 days, 3 days. If you are in Jamaat 3 days, well, make intention of i'tikaf at night. All night is i'tikaf. If you come early for Salah, make intention of i'tikaf. So 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever time you are spending, that is in i'tikaf. If we are saying shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal with our Eid, with our celebration for the blessing of i'tikaf, then we will do i'tikaf even after the month of Ramadan. And which is very easy, because we come to the masjid anyway for salah, right? So you enter the masjid, you say Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. If you see somebody say assalamu alaikum quietly without disturbing anybody who is praying there, and then you can make intention of i'tikaf. You don't have to say any words for the intention of i'tikaf. Just in your heart, make the intention, I'm making i'tikaf. As long as I'm staying in the masjid, I'm making i'tikaf. So there is no restriction. You stay there half an hour i'tikaf. You leave, no problem. If you want to say the words, you can say, Nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. My brothers, Eid is actually celebrating all these favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the true celebration will be that we celebrate with our action. And the celebration of the action is continuity of these amal. Amal of salah, amal of qiyam, amal of fasting, amal of i'tikaf, even amal of sadaqah. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, lots of brothers, they do charity, right? You feed the people who are fasting, you participate in iftar, people like buy dates and give it to their neighbors. Alhamdulillah, many people, they send money back home to your countries where you have relatives, you have friends, you have families, and you help them with whatever they need. This can also continue after Ramadan as well. A small amount, big amount, here, abroad, anywhere, as long as you know you are doing the right thing, this amal can continue even after the month of Ramadan. Why not? Because sadaqah is a sign of our love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Sadaqah from sidq. Sidq yani being truthful. When a person gives money, which is hard-earned money, somebody worked hard, right? He worked all day and he earned money. Obviously, this money is very much beloved to him. He wants to keep it. He wants to eat it. He wants to wear the money. And he wants to share with his family. But sharing with somebody with whom you have no connection and from whom you get nothing. You give something and you get nothing out of him. You are giving only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a sign of iman. This is a sign of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. My brother, sadaqah can also continue after Ramadan as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every day two angels they descend. One says, Allahumma a'ati munfiqan khalafa. Allahumma a'ati mumsikan talafa. Somebody says, Ya Allah, anybody who is spending, give them compensation. And somebody who is withholding, you destroy their wealth. May Allah Azza wa Jal make our Eid true Eid. Make Allah Azza wa Jal make our Eid real Eid. There is Eid and there is real Eid. There is Eid and there is true Eid. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us more Eids with His favors and with His blessings. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.